and you decide often.
Good morning, everybody. This is WSET 257. I'm going to be mobile and monitoring.
WRVV525. How are you doing this morning?
I'm just living the dream, 525. How about yourself?
Yeah, I can't complain. It's a beautiful day. Just got my hair cut, and now I got to get back and get a little bit of work done before I pick my son up at 12.
Roger that. Yeah, I was working from home this morning. I'm driving into the old office downtown Dearborn now.
Okay, yeah, I'm over here, Livernois, coming up on, I don't know what this is, 6 Mile maybe? Yeah, coming up on 6 Mile. Actually, further south than that. But anyway, heading north and back towards Southfield.
Roger that. Well, it's going to be crossing paths. I'm headed southbound out of Farmington. So, you sound good. Just having a little repeater crackle, but you sound good this morning. You sound good, and I want to get to it here, and I'll talk at you later, hopefully. This is the WSET 257. I'll be clear monitor on your final.
All right, thanks. Yeah, I was going to ask about that because I just got a different antenna than I have been using before. But, a little crackle's okay. That works for me. Anyway, we'll catch you next time. WRVV525, clear.
Radio check.
WFNA 707, brand new DMRS operator. Can I get a radio check? This is WFNA 707, requesting a radio check. WFNA 707, listen to radio check. WRFC 338, monitoring. WFNA 707, can I get a radio check?
WSDY-799 for radio check.
Check station 799, sounding good. WIUG 38.
Thank you very much, sir.
Yeah, what are your location? I'm over here in Rochester.
Woodward.
Hey, sounds good. You must be mobile, correct?
I'm at an HD. I'm at HD.
Yeah, you're sounding good. Well, take care. Have a good evening. WIUG 48, clear.
WSDY-799 monitoring on HT. WSDY-799 standing by on HT.
WIUG 48.
Station calling, can you repeat the coming through Santa Carolina on my end?
WIUG 48.
That was much better. That came through more clear. WSDY-799.
Station 999 WIUG 48, copy.
How are you doing this evening, sir?
Oh, very good. How about you? Is this Michael?
Josh, and actually just camping out here because I got a friend who just got their ticket and is trying to work on his radio, so I'd love to see if he gets it on the repeater.
You sounding okay? I'm over here, Rochester.
Yeah, I'm on the ATC over at East Woodward.
You sounding good, except, you know, a couple of cracklings, that's about it. Otherwise, you're sounding good.
WSMZ 647, looking for radio check. WSMZ 647, anybody hearing this? Over.
WSTY 799 is hearing you clear from Woodward and 8 Mile.
WSMZ 647 coming from the shores of Fox Creek at the Detroit River, hearing you loud and clear there. Over.
Look at that, you figured it out. It works now. Was it the new ones or the old ones that you got working?
I got the TV radio working.
Copy that on the TV radio. Copy that on the TV radio.
Man, and you are coming in loud and clear.
Yeah, this is that GM21, that GM21.
Yeah, I got it on channel mode just by, I got it on channel mode just by dialing in the CTCSS. It won't let me adjust the shift, but I didn't need it, I guess.
You cut in a little bit in and out there, but you said you couldn't, that it wouldn't let you adjust something?
Yeah, I was in frequency mode. It will not do it. I'm sorry. It's working in channel mode once I dial in the CTCSS. I'm guessing the shift is automatic.
That's weird, but copy that. That's odd, but copy that. I forgot to remind you, by the way, that there is eggs at work for you.
Okay, I was going to ask you about that. I was wondering what that was there for. Thank you, and I think we have some cartons for you. Over.
That is a good copy on there being cartons. That's a good copy on there being cartons.
Well, I don't know when the last time I've had this much fun for $23 was. Over.
Probably since gas was 83 cents.
Yeah, that or fireworks, maybe.
So, my wife decided that we're getting boar chickens, by the way, so prepare for boar eggs.
Better you than me, my friend. Better you than me.
Well, she went to the farm store for straw and came home with an extra dozen.
Did the did I hear you right? You said you got a dozen more chickens? Over.
I was listening to her correctly. Yeah, I believe that she got another dozen because they were on deep discount, only $2 a bird.
Well, if you guys want, I can throw you like a lump sum or something, and you can CS Sammy some eggs.
I mean, at the rate we're going, we're just glad to get rid of them to places where we know they're going to go.
Well, the baby was on one a day for quite a while, and now he is definitely able to take down two every morning.
Mine go through up to four a day once they're all hard-boiled in the refrigerator. But if we can talk this distance through the parents' house through this repeater, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, bring your radio to the shop tomorrow, and we should definitely try this again and see what kind of range we have. I'm pretty curious to see how all that works.
Are we thinking about trying to sneak in a KRS before he comes in tomorrow?
I did talk to them. Apparently they actually work 24/7 out there. They're just only open to the public 9 to 5. So we may get some good news in the morning, but at this point, let's plan on running one. Over.
Considering that it's been 2 days to put just a set of drag links on and put it on that alignment table, I'm really questioning them working 24/7 over there.
Well, the oldest trick in the book for service riders is always no parts. So I have a hard time with that one, but that is a weird truck, no doubt about it. So I'm just going to take him at his word. But if we keep having that problem in the future, my BS detector is going to go off a lot harder.
Yeah, it feels like just one more day from a contractor. Just one more day and it'll all be done. Just one more day.
At this point, the only thing that's going to be a problem is if they didn't do the job right.
Did Gary recommend them or did Sean?
Both of them did, and other people I've talked to as well. So, honestly, I'm not too worried about it. I think today, and we're gonna have some problems, but I can live with where we're at now.
Yeah, I mean, technically, we could stretch it out to Friday and make it through. Just it's not a comfortable situation.
I guess I better go buy another truck.
Just don't buy an articulated one because you can't drive that one.
This truck would be a carbon copy of the one we have now, maybe with a double rear axle or a drop.
A carbon copy of 233 or a carbon copy of Kenworth?
A carbon copy of Kenworth. I would probably want to buy it at a tanker trailer before I bought another 233.
She's a big girl, that's for sure. I wonder how well this is going to work when you're out on the boat, too, since you'll have great line of sight to the repeater.
Well, I was just thinking about putting a repeater at the Detroit Yacht Club.
That's an interesting one. I'd have to look at if there's anything with the distance to Canada there, sir, because we're so close.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible it could be an issue, but it's probably going to be more of an issue getting permission, because everything has to go through committee over there.
Oh, I can imagine. I can imagine it's like an HOA, but with boats.
But Gary and I had a little meeting at the end of the day today about parking the trucks next door and the concrete and everything. And he seemed pretty dead set against it and was reminding me that I had talked about putting a door in the back and all that. And I'm going to meet with the masons tomorrow, and I think we may pursue that route before we go doing more out front.
So would the plan be to work on the back and then just do everything in the call room?
Yeah, but I want to put a door on the, in the, where that, you can see where there's the ghost of a door, basically, and then pour a big slab kind of in between the two buildings and really try to make that whole thing, make this flow better.
So I was just looking it up. It says that this radio runs 5 to 6 watts, 5 to 6 watts on high power.
Wow, that's excellent. Yeah, I mean, I'm just running this little bugger with that longer antenna. Actually, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to shut this off for a second, put this the antenna that came with it on and see if it makes any difference. Over.
You were ironically broken up there, but I think you said you're going to try to switch an antenna. Try and switch antennas. Over.
That's affirmative.
This is WFNA 707 in Farmington Hills. Get a radio check.
This is WSMZ 647.
That was a little bit better than the previous antenna.
All right, well, it's less than half the length, so I think I maybe had the wrong antenna on there.
This one has the AR771 GMRS antenna on it. AR771 GMRS antenna.
Well, I'm going to have to check out getting a better antenna for this thing, but in the meantime, I like the ergonomics of the short one.
Yeah, and it sounds a lot better, too.
All right, another hobby with a lot of tedious stuff to learn. I love it.
Well, hopefully this one starts out cheaper than mountain biking.
Touche.
I'm going to catch up with you tomorrow. Chickens are 5 minutes out. 5 minutes out.
Copy that. This is WSMZ 647 standing by on 467-625.
WS579, you have a channel.
is WRWB757, looking for a radio check.
This is WSMZ647, reading you loud and clear from the banks of Fox Creek, over. This is WSMZ647, reading you loud and clear. This is WSMZ647.
This is
WSMZ647, broadcasting from the shores of Fox Creek and Detroit River, reading you loud and clear.
Amazing, thank you so much.
WRWB757, monitoring.
This is WSMZ647, come on back.
WAQX 2 6 5 9.